I need your strength and your power to lead me through. My Lord, lead me, Lord. I'd like for you to turn your attention again, if you would, to that third chapter of the book of James. Says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Mm-hmm. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Mm-hmm. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, and they may obey us and turn about their whole body. Mm-hmm. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and driven by fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a small helm, mm-hmm. whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among the members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Mm-hmm. For every kind of beast and of bird and of serpent and things of the sea and tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. Mm-hmm. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith we curse we men, which are made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. Mm-hmm. My brethren, these ought not to be so. Mm-hmm. Doth the fountain send forth at the same time sweet water and bitter? Mm. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield water and fresh. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. The tongue reveals what is really in the heart. The tongue reveals what is hidden in your heart. Sometimes we say we have to make sure we hold our tongue, make sure we don't say what we're thinking. Maybe we say we don't say exactly what we're feeling, because somehow it seems when we allow our tongue to be free, if we might say Donald Trump, he lets his mouth say whatever he's feeling, whatever he's thinking,
right.
Doesn't feel he has to be politically correct, doesn't worry about what people think,
mm-hmm.
and some folks sort of like that. They don't have to wonder whether he's thinking. They don't have to wonder what's in his heart. Somehow we have to control our tongue. We have to recognize that it's not easy all the time.
Right.
There are occasions when it seems as if all we can do is just say what's on our heart. Somebody has done something that's made us angry, and we open our mouths and we say exactly what we're thinking. And then we think, well, I shouldn't have said that, but you know what? You can't take it back. Somehow, if you had written them a note, maybe you could tear it up before they got it. Somehow, if you went on the line, you could. If you didn't hit go, if you didn't hit return, maybe that email or that text didn't go anywhere. But when you open your mouth and you've said it, it's gone. There's no editing it, no bringing it back and say, I should have said it or I could have said it a different way. Somehow, it's gone. And so often, the things that we say and the things that we do, we don't realize the impact that they're going to have. There have been wars that have started just because of not the wrong words being said, but somehow it is quoted it wrong, and by the time it got to the other end, it wasn't what the person started out with in the first place. Somehow it seems so easy to get things confused. But so often we need to realize that the things that we say and the words that we're revealing isn't just something that's in our mind. It's something that's in our hearts. We ask God, I'm angry now, Lord, and I'm going to ask that you control my tongue. But what you really need to do is ask the Lord to work on your heart and change that feeling and that problem that you're facing. If it's something that's on your heart, somehow your tongue just might say it. Because my mother used to say, count to 10 before you say it. If you think it might not come out just right, take a little time with it. Think about it a little bit. Count to 10. I believe there have been occasions when I counted to 20 and I was glad I did. I'm sure many of us have had that kind of situation. Something's going on, and we want that person to know exactly what we're feeling. Well, we're not concerned about their heart. We're not concerned about what they might think about it. We're going to tell them what we're thinking. Somehow it's easy to do, but, you know, it's not only because of anger. Sometimes we say things because of somebody we're jealous or envy of. Somebody has said something to us and told us, you know, that person did this or that person did that, and it's just a rumor now. But if you're envious of that person, you might go ahead and take that and carry that rumor on. Just because you know that rumor is going to tear that person down a little bit, bring them down. You're jealous or you're envious or you don't feel real good. Some of the things that we do are based on the way that we feel. It's all in the heart. We wouldn't carry a rumor if we thought it was going to tear somebody down. Not if we loved that person. We wouldn't carry a rumor if we thought it was going to tear them apart and make them feel upset and make them decide that they don't want to be around us anymore. If we really loved them, we wouldn't say those things. But we keep asking God to just control my tongue. But we need to ask God to fix our hearts. We need to ask God to change what we're feeling so that what we're saying is what we're really feeling. I don't mind telling you I love you, but I don't want to tell you that I really wish you weren't here. I want my heart to change. I want to be real when I tell you that I want you around. Sometimes, you know, a little while ago, you're right. Every now and then you just have to say what's on your heart. We appreciate you, Angela. Somebody needed to say that. It was on your heart, and you said it. You wouldn't have said, Angelo, you've been playing too long, and you need to. That's enough of that song. Angelo, go take your seat. No, you need to say what you're really feeling. And so what you really want to do is ask God not to fix your words. No, you don't want to ask him to fix your words. Ask the Lord to fix what's really on your heart so that the things that you're feeling and the things that you're saying are important and real. You know, there's so many things, so many important things that go untold because we're too busy saying things that's what's in my heart right now. That's what I'm thinking right now. So many things that we should be saying that we don't say, because we are so filled up with the things that are hurting our hearts or anger that's in our heart or things that are in our heart that aren't quite what we want the world to hear from us. We need to tell somebody that we're having a conflict with, that I want to say something to you, not say something about you. That's what I want to do. I want to talk with you about what's going on. We need to use our tongue to reveal what's really in our hearts. There's so many beautiful truths that are being left unsaid because we interrupt our thoughts of the beautiful things with the things that we feel that are wrong and we want to tell somebody. I'm going to tell you this, whether you like it or not. I'm going to tell you this because somehow it's what's on my heart right now. We need to ask God to change what's on our heart right now. We don't need to go out and tell somebody how bad they are or how wrong they've been. We don't need to go out and figure how we can change somebody by giving them words that are going to hurt their feelings to the point they know they won't do that to us again. No, we need to ask God to change our hearts so that somehow we can have a special communications with that person, with that person that we're having a problem with. More importantly, we need to recognize that we need to talk to those folks who we appreciate. We need to realize that we need to change our hearts so that that feeling is strong enough that we can hold it back. I was telling you on Saturday, I appreciate you. I just had to say that. Those are the words that were on my heart. But, you know, there are things that we need to say to one another just because it's on our hearts. I'm talking about the good things. There are some good things on our hearts that we need to tell some folks. Somehow when we talk about the tongue, our minds right away go to the things that we say that are going to hurt somebody, things that are going to bring confusion. But now our hearts, we have things. Our hearts not all filled up with anger. Our hearts are not packed all filled up with things that we're going to use to make somebody know that they should not be messing with us like they did. No, we need to have our hearts ask God to not change our words, not give us a better way to say what we're thinking, but to change what we're thinking, to change our hearts and make us realize that somehow if we look real close, we'll find reasons to love that person that we've been angry with. We can set aside some of those things that caused us to be upset and realize if we look real close, there are some beautiful things about that person. And I sure would like to have a good relationship. That's what we ask God to do. Ask God to change our hearts, to change our feelings. We don't have to ask him to edit our words. Certainly he can do that. You can have a friend to edit. You can say, here's what I'm going to tell him. Now, you help me with this. No. You don't have to ask God to edit it. Don't ask God to fix it. Ask God to change your heart so that you don't want to say those things. But instead, you want to say some of the beautiful things that you know. I want to tell somebody the Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. I'm so glad to have an opportunity to say that. I know this is a fact. Here's something we ought to go tell somebody. I'm going to go tell it. I'm going to go tell it because it's the truth. I'm going to go tell it because it's something you ought to hear. The Lord loves you so much that he died for you. The Lord cares about you. The Lord knows exactly who you are, and he's working on you to make you more of what he would have you to be. And I love you the way you are, but I know God's going to change you and make you even more of what he would have you to be. I want to let you know the Lord died on a cross for you. I want you to know that the Lord loves you more than you could possibly love yourself. Tell somebody. That's some good news. Those are some things you need to tell. Go and tell it. I'm going to go and tell somebody. The Lord loves you, and he cares about you. I've got some things somebody ought to know. I got some things that I need to tell somebody. Yes, there's no way in the world that I could make it into glory without the Lord loving me the way he does. And I want you to know he loves you the same way. Amen. Tell somebody. You need to tell somebody. Don't just talk about the things that the Lord has done in your life.
That's right.
Tell them how he did it when you did not deserve it. Tell people how he showed love when you needed love. Tell people that the Lord, the God of the universe, cares about them. And there's some things that people just need to hear. If somebody is down and going through a situation, remind them of how the Lord has already brought them through before and how he's brought you through. Use your tongue to lift somebody, to help somebody to get through what they're going through. Use your words to let somebody know that you love them and you're going to be praying for them through their situation. You know, on Friday nights when we have prayer service, when I come out of there, I feel real good. Even though I've heard some testimonies about things that are going wrong, I hear so many testimonies about the things that the Lord has done for those who have come. They got to tell it. They came and they testified about what the Lord is doing and how the Lord is changing their lives and how they were down and they didn't know how they were going to get through. But they couldn't help keep it up. They couldn't hold it. It was on their heart. And it just took a little time to let all of us who were there at the prayer service know that the God of the universe is moving in their life. God is moving in your life, doing some things in your life. You ought to use your tongue to say some things that are on your heart about the Lord. The Lord loves me. I didn't know how I was going to make it, but the Lord held on to my hand and brought me through. You ought to go tell it. Use your tongue to say what's on your heart. And what's on your heart has to be thanksgiving and praise for Jesus Christ because he's so good to you. You got some things you need to say. You got some things you need to tell. The tongue is storing what's in the heart. And I believe you ought to have some thanksgiving in your heart. I believe you ought to have some love in your heart. I believe you ought to care for those who are around you enough to let them know that the God of the universe loves them just like he loves you.
Amen.
Testify about what he's done. Tell them about how good he is. Your tongue is going to say what's on your heart. And what's on my heart right now is I pray for you. I love you. And I'm so glad that you can see the Lord, love of the Lord in me if you can. Because I want you to know that I care about you. And that's what's on my heart. I don't want to come and curse at you right now. I don't want to come and fuss at you right now. I don't want to come and yell at you right now. I want you to know that the Lord loves you. Use your tongue to say what's on your heart. What's on my heart right now is I love you, Barbara. And I'm glad that when I got up this morning, I found you right there. I And I love the way you play the piano, Brother Angelo. Somehow you can tell it's not just your fingers, but you playing with your heart. I believe all the same. That's what's on my heart. That's what I'm feeling right now. And you as a congregation, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God allowed me to be the pastor of this household of faith. I think I'll just tell you that. I don't think I'm ready. But somehow I'm just so glad the Lord loved me enough to surround me with a congregation like this. I don't have anything to fuss about right now. I just want to thank the Lord. And I want you to know that I love every one of you. I love the way you support me. I love the way you stand by me. I love the way you sing the songs of Zion. I love the way you get stirred up and can't sit down when the Lord starts playing, when the music starts playing. This was on my heart. So I'm going to use my tongue. Yeah. I'm not going to ask the Lord to control my tongue. On, I'm just so glad that the Lord is controlling my heart. Amen. Changing my heart. Amen. Fixing my heart. Amen. So I don't have to be concerned about what's going to come out. Yes, when I open my mouth. Right, what I say, amen. What you hear, yeah. Is what's on my heart. Yeah. I guess you might say that your tongue, it's a window, uh-huh. to your heart. Amen. The things that you say, don't ask God to control your tongue. Don't ask him to control your tongue. He can. Mm-hmm. And during those special moments, you might feel like you need it. Ask him to change your heart so that those desires to say something to hurt somebody or to bring somebody down or to change somebody, they'll go away. And all that you really want is to show love. Ask God to fix your heart. Amen. And make it happen. I believe that's happening in heart. I believe there are a whole lot of folks here right now. And just because I've said it, you're thinking about somebody who you should go and say something to. And not fuss at them, but go and say, I sure am glad that God has made you a part of my life. I sure am glad that I know that you've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And we're going to be able to spend eternity over in glory. I sure am glad,
so glad
that you know the Lord,
yes, sir.
And that he loves you. I tell you, that's some things you need to go tell somebody. You need to go and tell somebody. Don't tell them because it seems like, well, it's your birthday. No. Go tell them just because it's on your heart right now. Somebody here is thinking about somebody. You know what, Pastor? You're absolutely right. There's somebody who I need to go and tell what's on my heart. Mm-hmm. Don't ask God to control your tongue. Ask God to touch your heart. Change your heart. Fix your heart.
Yes,
so that you can reach out with love. And the words that come forth from your tongue don't need any control. Mm-hmm. Just let it loose. Say, I love you. I care about you. I'm glad you're a part of my life. Let us talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, it seems that there's so much going on in this world that somehow we need to hear some good news and some good words about the things that are going on in the lives of those we love. And we need to reach out and let those who we love know how we feel about them, how special they are, how beautiful it is to have them as part of our lives. Somehow, Father, I know we find situations where anger builds up. But we're asking, Father, that rather than asking you to give us the right words to use during those situations, that you give us the right heart to love, to forgive, to change situations, so that when we speak, the words that we speak will all be positive words, words of love, words that will lift, words that will change, words that will edify. Father, I know of some testimony that has edified and changed my life. Just listening to people say what you have done for them. I've got some testimony I think I need to tell some folks as well. Somebody who's going through what I've gone through need to know how you brought me through. Let me use my tongue to put what's so much in my heart to the point that my heart overflows with love for you, Father. Let me reach out to somebody and share that love. In the precious name, the loving name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. My Lord. Let us stand. When you open your mouth, people can see your heart. Ask God to touch your heart, change your heart, fix your heart, so that when you open your mouth, you don't have to worry about getting it under control. Just let the love flow. Let the words flow. Let the truth flow. Let your feelings flow. Ask God to do that. He'll do that, my Lord. Is there someone here who has not yet established that relationship with the Lord? Maybe you hadn't heard enough. Maybe you heard today about how he's touched my life, how he's changed others' lives, and you know he's ready to change your life. If you're ready to give yourself over to him, he's been waiting for you all of your life. Is there someone who wants to say yes to the Lord? Someone who wants to give themselves over to Jesus Christ? If that's you, why don't you come on? Or maybe now you've already given yourself over to the Lord. You did it somewhere else, and you're attending here because there's a church here. But somehow you're starting to feel comfortable in this place. You're not close to that church where you gave yourself, but you're feeling good here. And somehow you'd like to become a part of this household of faith, this household of love, that you might be able to help us to become what God would have us to be, using the special, beautiful gifts that he has given to you. Is there someone who wants to say yes to Jesus? My Lord. My Lord. God bless you all.